Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
It's a Shoppers John Deere Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
Yeah, it's a Reaction Monday, but it's got a lot of different layers to it. It's a Texans victory Monday, and then also it is an AFC South title Monday because the Texans won 20-12 over the Miami Dolphins and the Colts lost. And what I have heard called a pummel drone. They got beat up 31-13 versus the Denver Broncos. What a great day it was yesterday. Let's relive some of that by just talking about who hooped.
Yeah,
who were the great performers on a night where you had a day rather. Because, I mean, it did almost go tonight because of the long delay in game, mm-hmm. in the game due to the very serious injury that happened on the field. But, who were the big players? I appreciate the music here, Fig. Who hooped in this one?
Well, there's some obvious ones, and then I kind of want to get into some of the not-so-obvious ones.
But some of the obvious ones do need a little bit of
extra
talk, though.
That's right. Derek Stingley, arguably the best cornerback in the NFL this year.
That is something that...
He's all right.
His players are starting, his teammates rather, are starting to put on the press with the campaign for All-Pro Sting, mm-hmm. right? And I want to go and actually do a look at this in a deeper way to get a feel for this because, like, it does feel like he should have some level of recognition. Obviously, he's on that, he was low on that top 10 list of Pro Bowl voters right now,
but voting rather.
But yeah, All-Pro should be in consideration. I'm interested to see where he combines. Like, I think I was looking earlier at passer rating against.
Mm-hmm.
And for the volume that he has, I think there's only, like, Kerry Joseph is probably the dude that I would say definitively has been better than him. At least just looking at passer rating against and the amount of passes that he's, plays that he's had in passing patterns or what have you. But other than that, like, he should be, it feels like he's up there, right? We're talking about top two, top four cornerbacks if mm-hmm. we're talking All-Pro. He feels like he should absolutely be up in that category. And the two interceptions yesterday took him to being the first cornerback in NFL history and the seventh player to ever record two interceptions and two tackles. Or tackles for loss, rather.
Yeah.
In a game, as Derek Stingley absolutely did there.
And I'm gonna show you just the influence that one Reggie Atitula has had on me.
Oh, no.
I'm going to talk about EPA.
Yeah! Advanced analytics!
There we go.
I'm going to talk about EPA. -26.7.
Yeah, that's good. Because the other team is trying to get positive EPA.
My gosh. That's not good. That's great.
Yeah.
That is great.
Been very, very good. First player in franchise history to record six total interceptions in the month of December over last two seasons he's done that. There's various other things that you can talk about. But I think the biggest thing is that I even felt, and I could easily be wrong with this, again, another one of those days where I can't wait to get to some of the All-22 and look at this film a second time other than just kind of watching it as it progressed live. I turned to you guys and was like, does it feel like he's been a step slow in this game? And in that game, he has two interceptions. It feels like he was pretty sticky, all things considered. And I'm like, regardless, he is still that damn good. Like, shout out to Derek Stingley for being that much of a pest, of a deterrent. I mean, hell, Waddle goes out in this game, obviously, which was, you know, a terrible thing to see. His right knee injury. Yeah. I need to double check and see what the actual status of that was. But D'Amico Ryans is like, and that allowed us to just stick Stingley on Tyreek Hill. Tyreek Hill?
Yeah.
Like, it's one thing if it's any other, like, wide receiver one. That dude in particular has the crazy speed where even when you know, hey, we've got a guy that's great, you still kind of want to bracket. You still want to have that. They're like, no, we believe in Derek Stingley to handle up one-on-one. And he basically did.
Well, and keep in mind, on the play, his second interception, the clinching interception, that was against Tyreek Hill.
Yes.
Tyreek Hill was open. And Tyreek Hill had both hands on the ball.
And he
still got it.
And not only did he get it, like in that instance, it feels like any cornerback, probably a lesser cornerback, but it's still probably a good one, gets their hand between Tyreek Hill's hands and knocks it free.
No. He pulled it in.
No. He took that man's cookies.
Yeah. Exactly.
From a trail position. This dude, the ball skills that he has, just like the awareness, he seems to hit where he needs to get right at the right time.
Yeah.
Not earlier, not later, just at the perfect time. His sense of timing and, I mean, the coverage is just... I could wax poetic for a long time.
Well, stay tuned for confessions. Others that hooped for sure of the big names. Kalen Bullock could have had another interception, but but huge one. Will Anderson. I mean, is a strip sack good?
I think it's good. I think it's good.
Danielle Hunter, another sack and a half, second in the NFL in sacks,
and he now has 99 and a half career sacks. So it feels inevitable that probably this weekend, but sometime soon, he will crush that threshold into 100.
Which is quite the threshold, especially as you start mentioning later in your career Hall of Fame credentials.
And I feel like now he gets, I think Danielle Hunter, I need to make sure that we start the campaign of one of, if not the best defensive line spin move guys. Because I talked about it.
That first one he got was just stupid.
Woo, oh boy, the right tackle. I felt bad for him because I was like, ain't nothing you can do about that, buddy.
He had his hands out and then there was air.
Yeah. He was like, I swear he was just here.
He was just here.
I was
here.
About to block him and then he disappeared. I swear to God, he was here.
Right there, right in front of me. Then he
like,
gone.
It's Jabril Peppers and I feel like Danielle Hunter's next now.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Mark Schler of the Stinking Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinking Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
CJ Stroud hooped. You know, we talked about it in moments.
He restored the feeling in moments, especially those touchdowns where you saw him with time to throw, where he maneuvered the pocket well. I thought on the second touchdown as he's rolling to the right, which honestly, kind of a nicely designed play in my estimation. He's rolling to the right and, you know, the entire offense and defense, everybody in pass coverage is flowing to the right side of the field.
Yeah.
And he gives a point and a look back to the back side of the field where there are no Texans, by the way.
Yeah.
And the safety stops and it gives him just a little enough time to get the ball to Nico Collins. And I'm like, oh,
I like that.
He's feeling comfortable again.
Yeah, you can see him
kind of direct
about.
The traffic.
The old CJ.
100%.
And I would say, Nico, two touchdowns is nothing to sneeze at in any game. Maybe he didn't have the yardage and the catches, but he's their go-to. He's their go-to in a pinch, including the touchdown in the back of the end zone that was kind of an improv.
Henry To'o.
Thank you.
Henry To'o was very good. I think he had probably the highest PFF ranking that he's had this year in coverage. He was good in coverage. He had the green dot. Like, I think that we cannot ignore how much responsibility is put on that person who has to do the communication on the field.
Yeah.
And Aziz has done it fantastically. It's one of the things that we give him a lot of credit for. And so, thusly, we need to give Henry a lot of credit for taking on that role in a year where he's already done a lot of progressing. There's already been a lot of growth for him. He had to step in. And I thought that Neville Hewitt would be the guy with the green dot. Wasn't he the one last time that you had a situation like this? No, it is Henry To'o playing alongside Christian Harris, taking on that role of being the guy who gets everybody in the right place. And not only did he do that, he triggered, he fired well, and he played pretty well in coverage against a team that likes getting over the middle of the field. He deserves a lot a lot of credit.
I'm with you on that 100%. Henry Toto is just, especially with Christian Harris on the field, just that much better. And I want to mention one more that I
and we probably should give Christian Harris some love for, coming,
for sure.
coming back immediately. Now, one, winning you a bottle of wine. 82%
of the snaps.
Playing all those snaps and... I think for the most, I mean, there was one of those plays where he is running laterally and he gets through the mass of humanity to go and get a I don't know if it was a tackle for loss, but a tackle that, you know, it was a third down.
It was
for like a 1 yard gain, yeah. But it probably would have been.
HN had space.
It would have been space. It would have been like, or actually it was on second down and it makes it a third and long as opposed to would have been a third and short or maybe even a first down.
Yeah.
Those are the things that you miss desperately from Christian Harris. And he brought that on day one after missing 13 weeks.
He slips blocks and avoids blocks so well. I mean, I don't have a comparison, but I mean, it's like he's always taking the right angle, dropping his shoulder at just the right time, whatever it may be, to avoid traffic and making the play. But I want to talk about Jimmy Ward.
Yes, agreed.
Jimmy Ward, I flat out was one of my worries going into the game. You know, not exactly his preferred position. You could argue not his best position, even though he's played it a lot. 97% of the snaps, which I'm guessing means he only missed one. Second in tackles. He did everything you could have possibly done at that spot against a team that went sideline to sideline, as we kept talking about. Yeah, Jimmy Ward played a hell of a game.
Yeah, the entire defense, you know, deserves a hat tip for this, but Jimmy Ward will be the one that I will use as the entry point to this. Shedding tackles and getting to the spaces in the flats was going to be super important for those guys, you know, the cornerbacks that were playing, and obviously he's kind of playing that nickelback kind of role. And I can vividly remember one of those plays off to the right where I think it was Achan, you know, in the flat there. And he has if he does not shed that block and get to the backfield for the tackle for loss, another opportunity where now you're getting the guy in space and going and doing things. They did that time and time again. The physicality that he brings, obviously, in that role. He is falling right back into the role that he played with the Niners and with ease. And I know that's there's a little bit of sacrifice there because that's not something that he wanted to do. But he stepped in and he's handled it very, very well. Salute to Jimmy Ward. Is there anybody else on offense that you want to give a little shout-out to?
Because it was also a special teams play, but Dare Ogunbowale with the big, not just fake punt run, but also it got to the point in the second half, Dare's on the field. They're going to throw.
That's why. Well, I mean, we all know what that time that is.
I mean, sometimes they've tried to hide it. They didn't even try to hide it this time, and he made those extra blocks, gave CJ that extra time.
Although he did have one. Man, some of these games that are happening up front, like that still needs to be fixed. Because there was one of those instances where he comes up and it's him and Titus are the guys to pick up these two guys that are twisting and neither of them do anything when it comes to those guys.
Dare was on the field. They're throwing the ball.
Yeah.
Still did his job.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. So shout out to all the players that hooped and I'm certain that we probably could give some Tim Settle being stout in the middle still there. Even Fatu Kasi, before he got injured again, which a little disappointing, but stopping the run, continuing to show why he is that guy, why you went and got him to be able to stop the run, like immediately got back to that. And then, of course, shout out to Tommy Togiai, who continues to, like, from a practice squad guy, continues to, when he plays, he's holding his own, right? It may not be, like, otherworldly, but he's not a step down from what you previously had, and I think that means a lot. All right, coming up next, let's go, let's get into what's popping, some of the other things that happened over the weekend, including, hey, you remember how the Astros traded Kyle Tucker? And then also, the Rockets unfortunately fall in the NBA Cup. We'll talk about all that next.